PyTorch is an open-source machine learning library for developing and training deep learning models. It provides a flexible and dynamic framework for building neural networks and performing various computations on tensors. For this reason, many tech companies look for professionals competent in PyTorch. If you are also preparing for a PyTorch interview, it is essential to prepare the top PyTorch interview questions. So, let's get started. Question 1. What is PyTorch? Answer: PyTorch is an open-source machine learning library for Python that provides a flexible and efficient framework for building and training deep learning models. It is widely used for tasks such as computer vision, natural language processing, and reinforcement learning. Question 2. What are the advantages of using PyTorch? Answer: PyTorch offers several advantages, including dynamic computational graph. PyTorch uses a dynamic computational graph, allowing for easier debugging and more flexible model construction compared to static computational graphs. Easy debugging. PyTorch provides intuitive debugging tools and error messages, making it easier to identify and fix issues in your code. Pythonic interface. PyTorch is designed to have a simple and Pythonic interface, which makes it easier to understand and work with for Python developers. Strong community support. PyTorch has a large and active community, which means there are plenty of resources, tutorials, and pre-trained models available. Question 3. How do you define a neural network architecture in PyTorch? Answer: In PyTorch, you define a neural network architecture by creating a class that inherits from the torch.nn.module class. You need to define the layers of your network in the constructor, init method, of your class, and then implement the forward pass in the forward method. The forward method describes how the input flows through the layers of the network to produce the output. Question 4. What is the difference between PyTorch and TensorFlow? Answer: The main difference between PyTorch and TensorFlow is their underlying computation graphs. PyTorch uses a dynamic computational graph, where the graph is constructed and optimized on the fly during runtime. TensorFlow, on the other hand, uses a static computational graph, where the graph is defined and compiled before runtime. Question 5. What is AutoGrad in PyTorch? Answer: AutoGrad is a PyTorch automatic differentiation package that allows you to compute gradients of tensors with respect to other tensors. It automatically tracks and calculates gradients for operations performed on tensors, enabling efficient implementation of backpropagation for training neural networks. Question 6. How do you train a neural network in PyTorch? Answer: To train a neural network in PyTorch, you typically follow these steps. Define the network architecture by creating a class that inherits from torch.nn.module. Define a loss function that measures the difference between the predicted output and the target output. Choose an optimization algorithm, optimizer, such as SGD or Atom. In a loop, feed the input data to the network, compute the output, calculate the loss, perform backpropagation to compute gradients, and update the model parameters using the optimizer. Question 7. What is a data loader in PyTorch? Answer: A data loader in PyTorch is a utility class that provides an efficient way to load and iterate over datasets during training or evaluation. It takes care of batching, shuffling, and parallel data loading to optimize training performance. The data loader works in conjunction with a dataset object that provides access to the data. Question 8. Define a multilayer perceptron. Answer: A multilayer perceptron, MLP, is a type of artificial neural network, ANN, that consists of multiple layers of interconnected artificial neurons or nodes. It is a feed-forward neural network, meaning the information flows in one direction, from the input layer through the hidden layers to the output layer, without any loops or feedback connections. Question 9. What is Boltzmann machine? Answer: A Boltzmann machine is a type of probabilistic generative model used in machine learning and artificial intelligence. It is named after the Austrian physicist Ludwig Boltzmann, who made significant contributions to statistical mechanics and the study of entropy. The Boltzmann machine operates based on the principles of statistical mechanics, specifically the Boltzmann distribution. It assigns a probability to each possible configuration of the visible and hidden units. The probability of a particular configuration is determined by an energy function, which measures the compatibility between the visible and hidden unit states and is defined based on the weights and biases of the network. Question 10. What are the key essential elements of PyTorch? Answer: The key essential elements of PyTorch are as follows. Tensor: The fundamental building block of PyTorch is a tensor, which is a multidimensional array. Tensors are similar to number PY arrays, but can be used on both CPUs and GPUs. PyTorch provides a rich set of operations for manipulating tensors, such as arithmetic operations, slicing, reshaping, and more. Dynamic computational graph: It means that in PyTorch the graph is built and modified on the fly as you execute the code. This enables dynamic control flow and facilitates easy debugging and experimentation. Automatic differentiation: PyTorch provides automatic differentiation functionality through its AutoGrad package. It enables computing gradients of tensors with respect to other tensors. This feature makes it convenient to train complex neural networks. Neural network modules: PyTorch provides a module called torch.nn that offers a collection of predefined modules and classes to build neural networks. These modules encapsulate parameters, define the forward pass, and provide many useful functionalities. GPU acceleration: PyTorch supports seamless integration with GPUs, allowing you to accelerate computations and take advantage of their parallel processing capabilities. Extensive ecosystem: PyTorch has a vibrant and growing ecosystem that includes various libraries and tools built on top of it. Question 11. What are tensors? Answer: In PyTorch, tensors are the primary data structure used for numerical computations. They are similar to multidimensional arrays or matrices and can be considered as the fundamental building blocks of PyTorch. Tensors are used to represent and operate on scalar values, vectors, matrices, or even higher-dimensional arrays. Question 12. What do you understand by feedforward? Answer: In PyTorch, feedforward refers to the process of passing data through a neural network in a forward direction, from the input layer to the output layer, without any feedback connections. Feedforward is the fundamental operation in most neural network models, including multilayer perceptrons, MLPs, and convolutional neural networks, CNNs. Question 13. Name the different levels of abstractions in PyTorch. Answer: Below are the main levels of abstraction in PyTorch. Tensor: The fundamental building block in PyTorch is the tensor, which is a multidimensional array. Tensors are similar to number PY arrays and can be used to represent and manipulate data efficiently. They provide GPU acceleration for numerical computations. Variable: Variables were an important part of earlier versions of PyTorch but have been deprecated since PyTorch 0.4.0. They used to wrap tensors and allowed automatic differentiation to compute gradients during backpropagation. Instead of variables, you can directly use tensors with the requiresGrad flag to enable automatic differentiation. Module: It is a higher-level abstraction that represents a neural network module. It acts as a base class for all neural network modules in PyTorch. It encapsulates trainable parameters, defines the forward pass computation, and provides functionalities for model saving, loading, and parameter management. Question 14. What is NIST dataset? Answer: The NIST dataset is a widely used benchmark dataset in the field of machine learning and computer vision. NIST stands for Modified National Institute of Standards and Technology Database. It was created by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, and modified by Jan LeCun, Karina Cortez, and Christopher Burgess to be suitable for ML experiments. Question 15. What is convolutional neural network, or CNN? Answer: A convolutional neural network, CNN, is a type of deep learning algorithm primarily designed for analyzing visual data. It is widely used for tasks such as image classification, object detection, image segmentation, etc. Question 16. What is convolution layer? Answer. A convolutional layer is a fundamental building block in convolutional neural networks, CNNs, which are widely used for image and video recognition tasks. Question 17. What is linear regression? Answer. Linear regression is a statistical modeling technique used to understand the relationship between a dependent variable and one or more independent variables. It aims to find the best fitting linear equation that represents the relationship between the variables. Question 18. What is the difference between TensorFlow and PyTorch? Answer. TensorFlow and PyTorch are two popular open-source deep learning frameworks. While both frameworks are widely used and offer similar functionalities, there are some notable differences between them. 1. Graph computation versus eager execution. TensorFlow uses a static graph computation model, where the computational graph is defined upfront and then executed. In contrast, PyTorch uses an eager execution model, where operations are executed immediately and results can be inspected in real time. 2. Model deployment. TensorFlow offers a high-level library called TensorFlow serving for deploying trained models in production environments. PyTorch, on the other hand, does not have a built-in equivalent deployment library but offers several third-party tools and frameworks. 3. Model building and flexibility. PyTorch provides a more Pythonic and intuitive interface for model building and debugging. It has a dynamic computational graph, allowing for easier experimentation and debugging of models. However, TensorFlow provides a static graph construction, which can be more efficient for large-scale production deployments but may have a steeper learning curve. 4. Community and ecosystem. TensorFlow has been around for longer and has a more mature ecosystem, with a wide range of pre-trained models, tools, and libraries. PyTorch, although younger, has gained popularity rapidly and has a growing ecosystem with a focus on research-oriented applications. 5. Visualization and debugging. TensorFlow provides TensorBoard, a powerful visualization tool that allows users to monitor and visualize various aspects of model training. PyTorch provides libraries like TensorBoard X and PyTorch Lightning that enable integration with TensorBoard. However, PyTorch also offers direct integration with Python debugging tools, which can simplify the debugging process. Question 19. What is a loss function? Answer. In PyTorch, a loss function, also known as an objective function or criterion, is a key component in training machine learning models. It quantifies the discrepancy between the predicted output of a model and the true target values for a given input. The purpose of a loss function is to provide a measure of how well the model is performing, which guides the model's optimization process. Question 20. What is padding in PyTorch? Answer. In PyTorch, padding refers to the technique of adding additional elements or values around the edges of an input tensor. Padding is commonly used in deep learning models, particularly in convolutional neural networks, CNNs. Thank you for listening to our podcast.